Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are joining us for day three of our lesson, learning about Ian Ludwig's experiences in Zanzibar. Of course, Zanzibar is off the coast of Tanzania. It's an exotic little island there with lots to do. What is one thing that Ian got to experience, Nathaniel?
Well, first they experienced a ferry ride. They had to ride on a boat for 2 hours to get to this island called Zanzibar. And after that, they went to a spice farm where their guide told them a lot about the many different spices that are grown there.
All right, so he got to experience a spice farm. What's something else that he got to do in Zanzibar?
Well, the second day of our article, we saw that he got to swim with dolphins. He met a fisherman who told them that they could swim with dolphins if they went out into the water. And it sounds like they had quite a good time.
That's right. It seems like they're having quite a good time. We have more to learn. Ian has something else he wants to share with us in today's part of his story. I think it's a little more cultural. So let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Zanzibar. We returned to Stone Town and my friends left. I stayed longer to explore Stone Town's big old houses. Hundreds of years ago, the city had been a huge trading port for slaves and ivory. All shipments going east to the Indian Ocean stopped in Stone Town. At that time, the city was rich, and wealthy people built big houses with beautiful doors. But then it became illegal to trade slaves in ivory.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We've come to the last day of our travel article. Today, we'll learn about Stone Town's history and picturesque landscape. Before we do, let's look at our keywords for the day. Slave. Slave is a noun. Many children are used as slaves even today. Ivory. Ivory is a noun. Many elephants have been killed for their ivory. Magical. Magical is an adjective. It was a magical night as the stars shone in the sky. Entryway. Entryway is a noun. The entryway to her house is on the corner by the big tree. Palace. Palace is a noun. The king and queen of England live in a palace. Your more information words are ornate. Ornate is an adjective. Kingdom of Oman. Kingdom of Oman is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's learn more in the article.
So we're learning all about Stone Town here. Let's get started with that first sentence. Ian says, "We returned to Stone Town and my friends left." Stone Town is, of course, where they first arrived in Zanzibar. Well, how do we continue, Carolyn?
Well, Ian says, "I stayed longer to explore Stone Town's big old houses." So his friends left, but Ian wanted to stay a little bit longer to do some exploring. Would this be something that interests you, Nathaniel?
Actually, this is probably one of the things that I'm most interested in that Ian has talked about. I love beaches, but I've been to many of them many times. Stone Town sounds very interesting.
It's a little bit different, a little more unique. There is only one Stone Town like the one in Zanzibar. So, of course, it would be a good experience. Well, Ian continues, hundreds of years ago, the city had been a huge trading port for slaves and ivory. Well, let's talk about some of those words there. The first one we want to talk about is slave. This is from our word bank. A slave is someone who works for someone else. But unlike a servant, maybe the slave did not get paid, and maybe they had to work whether they wanted to or not. How might you see that word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times when we're learning about history, we also see information about slaves and slavery. Mm-hmm. The United States had a very big war called the Civil War, and part of the reason for that was slavery. How else might you see this word used, Nathaniel?
Well, we don't really use it necessarily a lot, but sometimes we might say kind of in fun to a friend, "I'm not your slave. You can't tell me what to do," something like that.
All right. So there's different ways to use this word. Of course, most of us have a negative picture of the word slavery or slaves when we think about history. Most people don't agree that slaves or slavery is a good thing. Well, let's continue with the next word from the word bank, ivory. Ivory is a very valuable piece of, well, actually, it comes from an elephant. Elephant tusks are made of ivory, or we call that ivory. And where might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, pianos used to be made of ivory. Mm-hmm. The keys used to be made of elephant ivory, or sometimes we think of walrus ivory, which is another animal that has long tusks. And that is not used anymore because, as we see in the article later, it will become illegal.
That's right. Actually, that makes me think of a phrase when people say, "I'm tickling the ivories." That's slang for playing the piano because the keys used to be made of ivory. Well, how else could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, I think maybe one of the only other ways that we use it might just be to talk about its color. Kind of white, but not exactly white. We might say that something is ivory colored.
All right. Well, we find out that Stone Town did used to be a trading port for slaves and ivory. All shipments going east to the Indian Ocean stopped in Stone Town. So this is a very crucial, a very important place. How do we continue, Carolyn?
You see, at that time, the city was rich, and wealthy people built big houses with beautiful doors. So it sounds like there was a lot of money coming in through the trading of slaves and ivory. But then it became illegal to trade slaves and ivory. So it sounds like there is a little bit of a change in the economy of this town. What do you think, Nathaniel?
Well, I think that these things would have been very valuable. You can make a lot of money selling slaves and ivory, but thankfully, both of these things are illegal now. Now they make their money selling spices and with tourism, if you remember from earlier in the article. And now it is time to go see Michelle one more time in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 slave 这个名词。Slave 是指奴隶或苦工。例如 the slaves were traded openly in the marketplace. 奴隶被公然的在市场上买卖。Slave 也指被控制或影响的人。例如 Tanya is a slave to fashion. She spends most of her income on clothing. Tanya 深受流行趋势所影响，她大部分的收入都花在买衣服。继续我们看的是 ivory 这个名词。Ivory 在这里是指象牙，例如 Trading ivory is illegal， 买卖象牙是违法的，或者是 These exquisite ivory carvings cost the collector a fortune， 这些精致的象牙雕刻品让这位收藏家所费不资。Ivory 也可以当形容词，意思是指象牙色或者是乳白色的，例如 The ivory paint really made the kitchen brighter， 这个象牙白的油漆真的让厨房更明亮。
Today we've been learning about Stone Town and some of its very interesting history. We found out that it used to be a trading port for slaves and ivory, but now those things are illegal, so it is no longer done. Well, there is a lot more to learn about Stone Town and its rich history in the next part of our article today. Let's get started.
Zanzibar. Stone Town is a magical place for picture taking. Old doors with ornate designs still mark the entryways to all of the houses. The narrow streets are filled with shops selling paintings, jewelry, spices, etc. I also visited a museum in Stonetown that used to be the Royal Palace. I learned how Zanzibar had been influenced by the Kingdom of Oman until the 1960s. That is why the people look like they are from North Africa. Zanzibar, a magical place with friendly people, good food, and fun activities. I am very glad that I went.
Talking all about Stone Town here, and the first sentence says, Stone Town is a magical place for picture taking. Let's take a look at that word bank word. It is magical. If something is magical, that means it seems like it could be done by magic. It seems unnatural. It seems really unique. It is magical, of course. It gives you a wonderful feeling. Carolyn, how might you use that word?
Well, if you have a really wonderful experience, maybe you go out with your friends and it's just a wonderful night. You can't believe that it happened. You could say that night was magical.
A magical night or a magical time. How would you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, you know, the last hour or so before sunset, some people call the magic hour because it looks magical, the way that the light shines on everything as the sun is going down.
That's right. Or maybe I think of cartoons or movies that are done with special effects. I might say it's a magical film. It left me with that kind of magical feeling. Well, we have a phrase in that sentence there, a magical place for something. Stonetown is a magical place for picture taking. You can use an adjective and talk about something else. It's a wonderful place for a picnic. If you're looking for a place to have a picnic, that's a wonderful place for a picnic. How could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, a simple example is that Zanzibar seems like a great place for a vacation. There are all kinds of adjectives that you could use in this phrase. What's another one, Carolyn?
Well, my hometown is the perfect place to go hiking. If you enjoy hiking, it is the perfect place for it.
All right, the perfect place for hiking. Of course, Stone Town is a magical place for picture taking. And I think we have a little video we're going to enjoy right now. Well, very interesting. Anyway, continuing with the story, we find out more about Stone Town. Old doors with ornate designs still mark the entryways to all of the houses. Let's talk about some words from that sentence here. We have one that is ornate, old doors with ornate designs. Carolyn, what does this word mean, ornate?
Well, if something is ornate, it means that there is a lot of detail, and it is a very beautiful decoration. So you might have an ornate carving, a wooden carving that you can hang, or an ornate carving on your bed. Many people in the U.S. have carved wooden beds that are very ornate.
Okay, ornate carving, ornate design. Nathaniel, this kind of makes me think of another word, a noun form that maybe you might put on your Christmas tree. What is that called?
Yes, I think you're talking about ornaments. You would put ornaments on a tree. And yes, you do hear that word there, ornate and ornament. They are connected in that way.
All right, so you might have an ornate ornament. Well, anyway, continuing, we do have another word here in this sentence. It is from our word bank, entryway. And if you split that word up, you might actually be able to figure this word out. When you enter somewhere, that is the entry, and then the way, that's the path or the method. So an entryway is how you get in and maybe how you get out as well. Carolyn, where might you use this word?
Well, an entryway is another word for a door or an entrance. And you really shouldn't block the entryway because people need to get through. How else might you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, I know sometimes when I go on my lunch break, I'm looking for a place to go to lunch. I think, oh, this place sounds good. But then I see that the entryway is very crowded, and I decide I'm not going to go to that restaurant today.
All right, those are very good ways to use this word. I also do think of entryways that maybe have a lot of people crowding around. Do not block the entryway, as Carolyn said. Well, we have something else to learn here with Liz today in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. Now, in today's article, we read, old doors with ornate designs still mark the entryways to all of the houses. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the verb mark. Normally, when we use mark as a verb, we're talking about putting a spot or line on something. For example, I marked my paper cup with an X. But in the case of today's sentence, mark means to characterize. So today's sentence just means these old doors have these ornate designs that make them very noticeable. Using mark like this is most often in formal situations. For example, a huge painting marks the wall in the lobby of the museum. Or, an old fountain marks the center of the village square. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's grammar tip section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym saying goodbye. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we continue. The narrow streets are filled with shops selling paintings, jewelry, spices, etc. There are many things that people are selling in these streets. I've been to places like this before and bought some paintings. Do you ever buy things like this, Carolyn?
Well, sometimes when I travel, I like to get something that's very unique to the place I visit. Maybe some handmade jewelry or a painting. I've bought several things like that in the past.
All right. Well, I think that Steve and Ken have a little bit they want to share about that word jewelry in the information cloud.
Our lesson today mentions that in Stonetown, you'll find narrow streets filled with shops selling paintings, jewelry, spices, and other things. Now, Ken, let's talk about jewelry today because I think it's easy to confuse jewelry with jewels.
Good idea, Steve. Okay, jewelry is something like a necklace, a ring, an earring, or a bracelet. It's often made of silver or gold and has jewels or gems on it.
So a jewel, like you said, Ken, is a gem or a precious stone like a diamond, a ruby, or an emerald. They are very costly.
A jewel can also be a semi-precious stone, like an amethyst, which is purple, or an opal, which is cream-colored. These are also expensive, but not as costly as the precious stones you mentioned.
So, to distinguish the two, we can say a piece of jewelry may have a jewel on it.
That's a good way to remember it. And when gold or silver has a jewel or several jewels on it, we call that the setting. So, an engagement ring often has a diamond on it. The way the diamond is placed on the ring is called the setting.
And we wear jewelry like we wear clothes.
Right. That's the word you can use when you want to put on jewelry. 今天这一课讲到 Stone Town 狭窄的街道两旁都是商店贩卖图画珠宝香料那珠宝的英文叫做 jewelry jewelry 跟 jewel 我们要分清楚 jewel 也可以叫做 gem 就是宝石比如说 diamond 钻石 ruby 红宝石 emerald 绿宝石 amethyst 紫水晶 opal 蛋白石都是不同的Jewels, 而 jewelry 是一个不可数的集合名词，指的是珠宝，像戒指、项链、手镯都是 jewelry. Jewelry 是可以 wear, 穿戴在身上的，而 setting 用在 jewelry 指的是镶嵌在装饰品上的宝石。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, continuing on with Ian's story, he says, I also visited a museum in Stonetown that used to be the Royal Palace. Let's take a look at that word bank word there. It is palace. And this is usually where royalty lives, a palace. Nathaniel, how else might you use that word?
Well, it is important to know that the people that live in the palace probably are the leaders of a country or at least an area. If you know people that live in a very big house, you probably would not call it a palace. Mm. You might call it a mansion.
Okay.
M-A-N-S-I-O-N.
All right. That's good to know the difference between a palace and a mansion. But Carolyn, how else would you use that word palace?
Well, many times when I think of the word palace, I think of fairy tales or stories that I read where they talk about beautiful palaces or castles that the king or queen lives in.
Well, that's what I think of too when I think of palaces. And it would be really cool to visit Stonetown and visit this museum because it's a museum that everyone can go and visit, but it used to be a royal palace. We continue. I learned how Zanzibar had been influenced by the Kingdom of Oman until the 1960s. The Kingdom of Oman. Do either of you know about the Kingdom of Oman?
Well, I don't know a lot about Oman, but there is another country in Africa called Oman. So we know that some people from Oman did live in Zanzibar. And other people were also in control of Zanzibar at other times, like the British and the German.
All right. Well, if you do want to find out about more about how the Kingdom of Oman influenced Zanzibar, you could look online for that information. But we're going to continue Ian's story. He says that is why the people look like they are from North Africa, because they were influenced from the outside. Well, Carolyn, how does our story continue?
It says, Zanzibar, a magical place with friendly people, good food, and fun activities. So it sounds like a really great place to go. And we see Ian says, I am very glad that I went. So we are also very glad that you went, Ian. And now we would like to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 magical 这个形容词。Magical 是指神奇的或迷人的。例如 The magical moment of love at first sight is the theme of many love stories. 一见钟情的神奇时刻是许多爱情故事的主题。它的名词是 magic, M-A-G-I-C, 意思是魔术或者是魔法。例如 The ship disappeared in the fog like magic. 这艘船如同魔法般的消失在雾里。所以我们看的是 ornate 这个形容词，注意它的重音在后面念成 ornate。Ornate 是指装饰华丽的或者是华美的。例如 The hotel's ornate decorations attract many customers. 这家旅馆华丽的装修吸引了许多的顾客。或者是 The architect is famous for his ornate styles. 这位建筑师以华丽的风格著称。And now back to our lesson.
Well, we've had a fun time learning all about Ian's experiences in Zanzibar. Of course, we learned a little bit about the fun activities you can do there, as well as the history. And this makes me wonder which of the activities or which of the things about Zanzibar did you enjoy the most? Which one would you be interested in doing, Carolyn?
Well, I would really like to go to one of the spice farms in Zanzibar because I really like to bake and cook and try out new spices. My uncle brought back delicious vanilla from Mexico and I would like to get some fresh spices of my own. What about you, Nathaniel?
Well, I would love to give kite surfing a try, but because I think I could do that other places as well, I would definitely like to see historical Stonetown.
All right, it does sound very magical. I also think it would be magical to swim with dolphins. Not every beach offers that activity. Well, thank you for joining us for this wonderful lesson about Zanzibar. Of course, we have more to learn at Studio Classroom next time. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. After After a time, they grew less afraid, and they began to look around, rather proud to find themselves so brave. They wanted to look upstairs. It seemed a dangerous thing to do, but curiosity won. They threw their spades into a corner among some weeds and climbed carefully. There was nothing upstairs, and they were ready to go down and begin digging.
"Shh,"
said Tom.
"What is it?"
whispered Huck, white with fear.
"Shh. There. Hear it?"
"Yes. Oh, let's run.
Keep still. Don't move. They're coming straight to the door."
The boys lay on the floor, looking through holes in the wood, very frightened. Two men came into the haunted house. Each boy said to himself,
"That's the old Spaniard that people have seen in the village a few times.
The deaf and dumb Spaniard, as people call him, because he can't hear or speak.
I never saw the other man before."
The other man was dirty and very poor looking. The Spaniard was wearing a big Mexican hat and had a lot of white hair and a thick white beard under it. His eyes were hidden by green glasses. When they came in, the other man was talking in a low voice. The two men sat down on the floor facing the door with their backs to the wall, and the speaker went on.
"No,"
he said.
"I don't like it. It's dangerous."
"Dangerous?"
The voice of the deaf and dumb man, who couldn't hear or speak, sounded angry. It filled the boys with fear. It was the voice of Injun Joe.
"Why can't you be a little less afraid? It's not more dangerous than the job we did together up the river."
There was silence for a minute, and then Injun Joe spoke again.
"All right. You go back up the river to your own town and wait there. I'm not afraid to go once more into this town to make a plan for the dangerous job, as you call it. Just now, we must decide what to do with the stuff we hid here. It isn't a good place for it."
He went across to the fireplace and pulled up one of the stones under it. A hole appeared, and he took a bag from it. He took about $20 from it for himself and the same amount for the other man. Then he looked around.